Have you heard of princess syndrome? And are you someone who has the princess sickness? So I'm sure a lot of you have heard the concept of like you're being a diva, you're being a princess, like you're asking for a lot. Most commonly seen in dating, right? There are men who are kind of complaining that women are acting like princesses and expecting kind of this royalty treatment without actually being princesses themselves. Or in some regards, some people actually arguing that they don't have quite as much to give. Now, this conversation isn't even necessarily specifically talking about relationships and dating, but I do want to get into it a little bit because it definitely crossed paths with the sprinkle culture, which has emerged, I think, within the past year or so because of TikTok. Now, I did some research on this because I myself am going through a bit of, I don't want to say a crisis of sorts, but I'm going through what they call elevating from the princess state to the queen state. Now, I'm going to get into the details again because there's so many layers to this, and especially you women who are listening will find some relatability in this, and for you men who are dating women or trying to date women, it might actually help you. As I was doing my research, some things I came across was, it was interesting, they called princess syndrome almost a sickness. Like, some people were saying, oh, it's a syndrome. Some people were saying, no, it's a sickness. And I myself, as someone who has gone through something similar, which is when a girl kind of suffers with this idea of like a fairy tale life is expected to happen because that's what we were sold because of Disney, you kind of get into this place of like, who's going to save me, right? The Cinderella effect. That's one example of what people call the princess syndrome is, or princess sicknesses. But there's another aspect of it that goes a layer deeper that really focuses on what they're calling the pretty things, right? So people who are princesses, essentially, they like pretty things. They put themselves at the center of their universe and obsess about their looks. Now, that's more of like the, you know, kind of narcissistic, very singular viewpoint kind of person. Again, it can show up in the dating world, and it also can show up just in relationships in general, right? Friendship or business. Now, the reason why I bring up this topic in the first place and why I mentioned I myself am going through a bit of a change has actually nothing to do with dating and nothing to do with my actual processing of my feeling like a princess. Because I for context, I know I don't look like it, but I'm actually 30 years old. I'll be 31 in June. And I've kind of already gone through this. I recognized early on in my 20s that I was waiting for someone to save me. I wanted to, it just painted a picture like every fucking Disney movie that there was some guy out there who was going to teach me financial literacy or pay my bills or do something, give me the business idea, do something to help me in some way, shape, or form, right? We never were really taught as women, or at least me specifically. Oh, yeah, there's confirmation. I was never taught specifically how to kind of fend on my own and kind of basically put myself first. And I don't mean that in a narcissistic way. I mean more so of the concept of like, you know, they used an analogy, put your oxygen mask on first. So when you're in a plane and the plane is going down, as a mother, you yourself are supposed to put the oxygen mask on yourself so you then can put oxygen mask on your children, your husband, the people around you, whatever. But so much what happens in society, specifically with women, is we end up like helping everyone else with our oxygen mask, and in the process we die because we run out of oxygen. And so basically with the princess treatment or princess syndrome, there are a couple different aspects, again, one relating to the person who is living kind of in fairy tale land, not really rooted in ground to earth, much like Peter Pan syndrome. I'm sure as women, you've heard that in the dating scene, like, oh, he's, you know, got Peter Pan syndrome. He doesn't want to settle down. He's not ready to be a dad. He doesn't want to get married. He's kind of off playing and kind of being a hooligan. And then there's this other aspect of being a princess that's very much rooted in like material things and kind of being that person who's not really, doesn't have depth to them and all of those. But the main reason why I was going down this route of curiosity is actually because a friend of mine, she's been encouraging me the past few months to embrace more of my queenly energy. And to me, I'm thinking, fuck that. And not because I don't want to stand in my power and stand as a leader, right? That is what a queen is. But it's because like the idea of queens has always bothered me. Part of it is because I feel like the concept of queen really falls into the boss babe category. Like, I'm sure you've seen like boss babes, like, ooh, we're going to rule the world. Like, hee hee hee, girl bosses. Like, that came and went, and it's fucking buried. It is done. Like, anyone who says anything like that, like, yes, queen. Like, yeah. Like, there's the gay community who embraces it. Fucking slay queens. And then there's the like girl boss community who's like, yes, work, bitch. Yes, slay. Like, it's a whole nother avenue, though. Again, they're all using this sort of the same phrase and kind of tonality. One is like, I don't even know what you would call it in the LGBTQ community of work, but it's just like, you do you. But in the boss babe community, queen is very much like, she makes her money, she does her thing, she's independent as fuck, right? Slay. So basically, you have these two sides of the word queen, and that's all I know, especially coming from Brooklyn, New York. So there's this new era of queens, essentially, that has kind of started taking over the entrepreneurial world that no longer pertains to the boss babes, from what I'm seeing in some of my circles. It's this new level where the queen archetype, because that's what it is, it's embodying the archetype of what a queen is, the characteristics of that. It's a person who is powerful. They represent the ability to lead. They represent the ability to rule and take control of your life. So when you think about the two examples of princess syndrome, and again, it definitely pertains to dating, but also comparing it to the business world, I've definitely been in kind of what I call my princess state for a little while. And again, going back to my friend who had mentioned, hey, you might want to do some queen training, and trying to nudge me into kind of pursuing these heroine values, if you will. I had a friend who does like energy work and healing here in Austin, had offered to do a session for me as he was like reemerging into his business. And I, you know, said, yeah, let's do it. That sounds really interesting. I'm geeked out about anything that I could heal or fix, especially if it's for free, bitch, sign me the fuck up. So I did the session with him, phenomenal, cleared a lot of blockages and sort of emotional patterns and responses that I had in my life that needed to just kind of fucking go. But one of the major things that came up with him then, it came up later on, and it's come up like multiple times in different iterations and different signs. And I don't know about you guys, but if enough people recommend like the same book to me, I take that as a sign. So when the same thing happens and people say certain things, I don't take that lightly. That for me is the confirmation of like, okay, we need to go down this route. We need to figure some shit out because clearly something isn't working here. So my friend, he had said, you need to step into your queenly state. Like being a princess is great and all, and you can still be in that state of like someone taking care of you and someone nurturing you in your relationships. Like if you want your boyfriend to nurture you and love you, make you feel special in you, especially I'm 4'11", I'm really tiny. I like being the little cutesy little girly princess at times, but at the same time, there's a part of me who recognizes that in order to build my business or do anything that requires growth, right? I'm writing a book, I do all these things, I have to step into my queen power, my queenly state, if you will, and kind of get out of this princess state. So on my quest to like figure out, okay, what does queen training even look like? If that's a thing and it keeps coming up, well, how do I do queen training? What does that even look like? How do I actually transition there without changing who I am as an actual person? I came across this woman named Sola, and she runs a platform and a community called The Queen Path. She has this quiz that will put you in either four archetypes of a queen. The one that I got was called the Queen of Streams. And essentially this one is for the semi-ambitious creatives and entrepreneurs seeking multiple streams of revenue from diverse passions. And I don't know about y'all, but that sounds like me. Sounds like a lot of you too, if you're listening to this. But there are other things like the Queen of Corporate. There's two others that I'm blanking on. But this one was like the Kim Kardashians, the Paris Hiltons, the Joanna Gaines, these people who have cultivated a business through multiple avenues of not just the different programs and products they build, but literally different facets of who they are as a person. So like Joanna Gaines, she, for those of you who don't know, her and her husband Chip Gaines, they started a design company. I'm pretty sure they do like home decor, home design. Then they evolved to have a product line. They have cookbooks. Like they have all these different things and they're all reflection points. They're all different ways of Joanna expressing herself. So I'm like, hey, that sounds like me. I got a lot going on, right? Same thing with Paris Hilton. She's an author. She's an icon when it comes to fashion. She's obviously an heiress. She has TV shows. She has product lines. She has this and that. Like, I mean, same with the Kardashians. Like, and I'm not necessarily saying I want to be like that, but okay, this quiz sort of put something in my peripheral and now I can see examples of it. So now what? And one of the things that Sola had stated that happens, especially with this particular archetype, is that in order to create a lifestyle of abundance that is basically full of purpose, play, and prosperity, and establishing structure within the flow state, which is perfect for someone like me and perfect for a lot of you who are trying to escape corporate and have freedom, or if you have escaped, basically trying to fucking stay here because it's pretty nice when you have freedom, is that we all have the potential to step in the queenly state. But what ends up happening is if you stay into the princess state, these are some of the things that she had pinpointed, and I was like, fuck, I got some work to do. But it's living a luxurious life in survival mode. Yeah, I've been there. Disorganized business structure and unclear vision from too much going on or too much going with the flow. A habit of starting things but not finishing them. Yes, I'm looking at you. I'm looking at me. I'm looking at you. Lack of support or a team that's around you that will assist you in staying in the flow state. And extreme highs and lows mentally, emotionally, and financially. Yeah. So I feel very called out because all of these things have been transpiring over the past few years. They've been for most of my life. And I think for most women, especially who are the people pleasers and kind of empaths of the world, this shit will resonate. Now, the other thing that resonates is in knowing that even though I'm still getting over the fact of the idea of the queen, I don't like the phrase queen still, is like understanding that I can't keep operating in the same way that I have been because clearly I'm getting the same results, so we need to change things up. One of the things that in this queen training that I'm trying to do is like having to not only rewrite my viewpoint on the queen, but like what would a queen do, right? Like an actual queen. You think of like, oh my God, Princess Diana, again, slay, like literally like a fashion icon and everything. We loved her as the people. We loved her. I didn't follow it. I was too young, but she's there to serve her people, right? That's what a queen does. Is she serves the people who are like within her kingdom. Also, one thing to mention, as a queen who's ruling a queendom, you don't need a king. You don't need a dude to be a queen. Now, I want a man in my life. I have a man in my life, and I'd like to keep my man in my life. And also recognizing I could still build a kingdom for myself. He could build one of his own, and then we could build one together without it compromising on the queendomhood, if you will, which is an interesting concept. But talking about all those things, like a queen can't build her queendom, and she can't serve her people if she's in fucking survival mode. How could a queen possibly give to her town? Let's take it literally. How could she give to her town money, food, shelter, protection, right? Literal protection from outside forces. Like, hey, we're going to maintain security so you guys can remain in peace within the kingdom. If you don't have resources to pull from, you have no business giving them away. Your time, money, and energy. I know it's easier said than done, but this is something that I've been really trying to kind of understand a little bit more so I myself can grow as a business owner and kind of get to that place of feeling like, oh, okay, I really like the clients I have. I really like the business I'm in. I feel like I'm giving my energy away, but I'm getting enough in return. Because I don't know about you guys, but I've spent quite a lot of my life, the past decade of my adulthood, like giving to the point of excess where I am severely depleted, and then I wonder why I'm not enjoying myself nearly as much, or the passion is gone, or gaining weight, or struggling with XYZ. I don't quite have the formula yet on how to keep the queendom going and all of that, but I am trying to get solo on the podcast, so that will be hopefully a future episode. But there's also something to be said about just like intentionality of like, I'm not saying yes to shit that I don't want to say yes to anymore. I refuse to do things out of obligations to make other people feel good when I myself, like, if I don't have the resources, why am I putting myself in such a bad place to take care of someone else instead of taking care of myself first? And I say this also as a recent example, I had this kind of like thrown in my face, is that someone recently asked me for $20. And as a business owner, sometimes I don't always get paid on time. So even though I project every single month bringing in at least $5,000, if not sometimes more, from freelance work and other things I launch and whatever, it's pretty consistently $5,000, like a regular job. And I have points in which I know, okay, this is the date this freelance client is paying me this, this, and this. And this year has been really wonky. People haven't really been paying on time. It's fine, but it's messing up my books a little bit. So as I was paying my bills, like there were like gaps. So I was waiting on a payment to come through. It was like $1,500 or something because of the way I was moving money and whatever else. And like, again, having the gaps in there, I only had $20 left until literally the next day when I was going to get the deposit of the $2,000. And so someone had asked me, hey, can I have $20? Like, I'll pay you back, like whatever. And in my mind, I'm like, I'm getting paid tomorrow. So of course I'm going to, I don't really, it's $20. It's not a lot of money. And I ended up giving it away. But it was in that moment where I was like, oh girl, like you in this moment chose someone else when you didn't have anything to give. And granted, it is a good thing to give. I'm not saying don't give. Because, right, I got paid the next day. It all worked out fine. I have like savings. But I'm looking at my checking account, $3.28. And I'm thinking to myself, like, this is not what a queen would do. I am sorry, bitch. She would not do this shit. Mm-mm. I don't quite know what the answer is going to be on how to solve this other than just in a pursuit of trying to figure out how to step into like leadership mode and actually take up space. Because right now it's fucking scary as hell. But I'm curious, in the kind of conversation around princess syndrome and princess sickness, where do you guys fall with that? Do you feel like you have princess sickness? Are you dealing with a lot of people who have princess sickness and are like dramatic? Even from a dating perspective, like, do you yourself feel like you're dealing with a lot of Peter Pans? Like, I'm very curious in the, you know, the lens of dating and also in the lens of just like you yourself, both in the entrepreneurial world or just trying to navigate this world, because it's confusing as hell when everything around us is telling us to be princessy and be taken care of a certain way, but sometimes maybe not the best advice. It's a bit pretentious. But anywho, I hope you guys have a great day and I'll talk to you guys soon.